same ones?
Oh, yes. I've seen those old regular old ovens. Mm. Dutch ovens.
Dutch, okay.
They had legs on them, and they had a cast iron top, lid.
Great cooking.
Oh, boy. You cook that real old natural good.
Did your mother ever do wash outside?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me how to do that.
Well, that was, we had those, had three wash tubs here, big tubs on a big bank here, you know. Mm-hmm. And we'd fill those. We had what they call the first tub, and then the second tub, and then the ranching tub. We'd wash those, rub them on a rub board or a battling block, you know. A wide board about that wide, about that long, a regular battling. Help to whip the dirt out of them, you know, soap them good. And then we put them in this next water and ranch them, partially ranch them in the second water. Mm-hmm. Then ranch them pretty good in the third water, you know. And then we put them in a big iron pot out there and boil them. Put
wow.
soap, lye and stuff in there and boil them, you know. Then take them out of there. And there were three more tubs of water there then. Ranch them in the first one, the second one, and the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
then hang them on the line.
What might you use to make tea, like iced tea? Is there a little container of tea?
Oh, well, my wife always gets but the... Can you make it, Claude?
Yeah, I'll get one.
Yeah, all right, that'd be fine. Okay. Wife always just puts the tea bags in a big crock pitcher she's got.
Mm-hmm.
And pours the hot water in there and gets the tea out of that.
Did you ever see one of those things that whistles?
Oh, yes. We got a whistling tea kettle in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What might you call the container that you put cut flowers in? A little... Women usually have a couple of...
Oh, that's a vase.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really pretty ones.
Yeah.
People I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
What might you use to... is there some kind of a thing that you use to pick up hay with?
Pitchfork.
Okay.
I got two of them.
Really? One's a three-prong?
One's a three-prong and the other's a five-prong.
Mm.
Four-prong. Four-prong and a three-prong. That's what I got.
That, yeah.
Now, the four prong is a pitch fork. The three prong is a hay fork.
Oh, I got that down. Four prong is a hay
fork. Is a pitch fork.
Pitch fork.
Three prong is a hay fork. Now, do you know what a set of idiot tools is? What would you go get if you was in a hardware store and a man come in and said, I want a set of idiot tools. What would you go get him? I had that said to me the first time it ever said to me. You know what I done?
What?
I walked back and got him a pair of post hole diggers. He said, I'd be danged if you didn't know what it was.
Okay.
Regular old post hole diggers, you know.
Those are idiot tools?
Idiot tools. That's what they call them. That's a byword name of what lots of these crackers call them, you know. Because he said there's nothing but an idiot that'll use it for them things. When they got these hole diggers on the back of these tractors now, you know,
uh-huh.
Just go along and bore the hole, drop the post in, bore the hole, drop the post in, bore the hole, and just keep going.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What would you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing your dishes?
That's the dish rag.
Okay. Then what would you use to dry them off with?
A dry cloth.
Oh, okay.